Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. There has been an attempted coup in Turkey by what the government there describes as a clique in the military. Dorian Jones is in Istanbul with more.
The president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, is declaring that the coup has been defeated. This has been echoed by his prime minister, Binali Yildirim. He said that there are a few remaining pockets of resistance, but most of the coup, people involved in the coup, have now been detained. According to figures now, over 300 soldiers have been are now in custody. There are pictures all on social media and on TV showing the soldiers being led away by police. There have also been some pictures on social media of dead soldiers and others being attacked by crowds. It's been a night of violence, unprecedented violence in the country's history. F-16 fighter jets have been carrying out bombing runs in both Istanbul and Ankara, and reports of other cities as well. And in the attack on Ankara, the parliament was struck at least once by an F-16 bomb, possibly other attacks as well. And also similar events occurred in Istanbul as well, where I was. F-16 flew very, very low over the tops of roofs of houses, blowing out the windows with the power of their jets. And there was a sound of repeated distant explosions. There's been a lot of gunfire where I've been as well, in the streets around where I have been, and also in Taksim Square, which is the heart of Istanbul, in many ways the symbolic heart of the country.
That is Dorian Jones in Istanbul. Earlier, President Erdogan blamed the group of followers of U.S.-based Islamic cleric Fethullah Gulen for the coup attempt. This is VOA News. France has begun the first of 3 days of national mourning today following the attack on the Bastille Independence Day celebrations in Nice. The assault left at least 84 dead, including 10 children. Authorities say 52 people were left critically wounded, among more than 200 others wounded before the attacker was shot dead by police. The attacker has been identified as 31-year-old Mohamed Bouel, a French-Tunisian who lived in Nice. French President François Hollande has extended for 3 months the national state of emergency that has been in place since the Paris attacks in December that left 130 dead. In Washington, President Obama reacted to the Nice attack, saying he had called President Hollande and pledged solidarity with what he described as America's oldest ally.
And I told President Hollande that we will stand united now in our grief, and are praying for the many who are injured, many of whom are still fighting for their lives. And we pledge to stand with our French friends as we defend our nations against this scourge of terrorism and violence.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel, Britain's new Prime Minister Theresa May, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, and Pope Francis are among the many who condemned Thursday's attack in Nice. In other news, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov say they have reached agreement on a series of steps to bring about an end to Syria's civil war. Speaking after talks in Moscow, Secretary Kerry said both sides stressed that closer cooperation between the U.S. and Russia was critical to ending a conflict that's killed at least 500,000 people, contributed to global migration crisis, and spawned the international expansion of the Islamic State. Mr. Kerry also said that steps would not be laid out in public and are not based on trust, but do outline what he called sequential responsibilities.
The concrete steps that we have agreed on are not going to be laid out in public in some long list because we want them to work and because they need more work in order to work.
Foreign Minister Lavrov said that both sides share understanding that they need each other and are needed by the international community. The United Nations top diplomat in Iraq is warning the expected military cooperation in the operation to liberate the city of Mosul from the Islamic State could become the world's biggest humanitarian crisis. Iraq is already classified as a level 3 emergency. This is the highest crisis category. Get more news at voanews.com and, as always, on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
is Russ Davis. Welcome to another hour of the best of jazz past and present and conversation with some of the greats of the jazz rock fusion era. We're focusing on Stanley Clark, Joe Zawinul, and Al Di Meola. Last hour here on Jazz America, we focused on Stanley Clark, who turned 65 years old on the 30th of June, Joe Zawinul, who would have been 84 on July the 7th, and Al Di Meola, who we'll be talking to and hearing music from this hour. He's 62 years old as of the 22nd of July. So these gentlemen, all with birthdays in the recent past and in the future, were also jazz fusion pioneers, and we're saluting the jazz fusion era. Now, that's just one of the phases of jazz history, which began around the turn of the century from the 1800s into the 1900s in New Orleans. And, of course, the music down there was called Dixieland or New Orleans music. Then it was ragtime, and in the 20s, the music known as the jazz age with small groups, followed by the big band era with all those fantastic singers and the danceability of jazz. And then one of the phases that followed that, known as bebop, a small group form that was led by the likes of Charlie Parker, Dizzy Gillespie, and these two artists we're just about to enjoy now. Here's Thelonious Monk and John Coltrane from the album Thelonious Monk with John Coltrane, with the song entitled Trinkle Tinkle from 1957. Shadow Wilson joining with them too, as well as Gigi Grice and Art Blakey. Some jazz history for you from the bebop era to begin this hour of VOA's Jazz America.
Thank you. the land of that place you were born and raised. No one knows how long did I follow the rules some are praised. Ooh la la la, what the day when I said ooh la la la. Ooh la la la, stop it now, cause I'm saying on and on. The man is the sea. Tango, 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 primavera. Tango, tango, tango. Walking down, every step in life, it's so easy to drown. Straight ahead, watch your face as I'm walking down. Ooh la la la, what's the day when I said ooh la la la.
One of the masters and innovators of the electric jazz rock fusion era, Al Di Meola, showing off his versatility. Not only a great electric guitar player, as you'll hear in just a bit, but also a great acoustic guitar player, as he collaborated with Russian-born vocalist Leonid Agutin for their collaborative effort, Cosmopolitan Life, and from that, the world jazz-flavored song, Tango. You're going to hear a song written by Al Di Meola that became one of the great songs of the jazz fusion era, the song Majestic Dance, which was part of one of the groundbreaking works in jazz fusion, the Return to Forever album, Romantic Warrior. Before we hear that song, let's talk to Al Di Meola about his views on the jazz fusion era.
I think the thing that helped to turn things around and really make an audience grow in appreciation for jazz and contemporary music, you know, because jazz is so many things.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the fusion movement, which happened in the 70s with Mahavishnu and Weather Report and Return to Forever with Chick and Stanley and myself and Lenny, I think it had a big, big impact in getting some of those people that were kind of like getting like burned out on that rock and roll thing.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Especially that heavy sound and heard something else, you know, elements of what they liked about rock, but also had a lot more to it in the way of classical influences and jazz harmony, and rhythms that were more intricate and daring.
And left more to the imagination, too, without having lyrics. It gave you a chance to just let it create its own environment, its own mood, you know, if you like, and get more of your own personal interpretation.
Because what was happening with pop music was the fact that, you know, there were less and less chances for a great instrumentalist to show their stuff in that kind of music. I mean, the days of even a group like Cream. I mean, you don't hear any long guitar solos anymore, any kind of pop stuff that comes out. It's not allowed. So at some point, you know, you have to, if you're into that kind of thing as a musician and a producer and a record company, you have to dissect the music and take out the guts. The stuff can't get too interesting there. If it gets too interesting, radio won't play it, was the attitude there.
Absolutely.
So there came fusion after that where, you know, we put that stuff right back in there. And we had a great period there where a lot of people were enjoying it. I mean, you know, let's say hundreds of thousands of people.
Absolutely. You're talking about a major part of music history for all time, equal to any musical movement. with the fiery electric guitar of Al Di Meola standing out, that's Return to Forever from Romantic Warrior with Majestic Dance. And here's some new music from saxophonist Kenny Garrett. Here's Calypso Chant from his album Do Your Dance on Jazz America from VOA 1. The great saxophonist Kenny Garrett not only performs in a very compelling manner, he also sometimes compels and even demands that the audience at his concerts get up and dance. And he tried to capture that feeling on his new album, Do Your Dance. Hope you enjoyed that cut, Calypso Chant, with a bit of a world music flavor to it. More world music flavored rock jazz coming up from Weather Report and Joe Zawinul in just a bit. But first,
I want to invite you to
send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you, and here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice, so write it down and get in touch. It's jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And here's another message I've received recently, and a very kind message it is too. I'm very grateful for your comments, and I don't mind hearing some comments that are negative, but in this case, Joseph Munyao of Nairobi, Kenya, sent me a very positive message. Hello, Russ. Today I'm enjoying listening to the show right now here in Nairobi, Kenya. I still love jazz, your interviews, jazz festivals, conferences, as well as your conversations with jazz masters. Very uplifting and heartfelt. Thank you so much. Joseph, thank you so much. And I do enjoy talking to the artists, and I'm so glad that people appreciate hearing the story from the artists themselves. The conversations with the music makers, I believe, are very meaningful. Well, let's get into some music now as we salute another of the greats of jazz history with the most interesting story. He was maybe the most famous non-Latin person to create Latin jazz at a high level. His name, Callan Radcliffe Jader, who was born on the 16th of July in 1925 and died in May of 1982. Instead of being known as Callan Radcliffe Jader, he was simply known as Cal Jader. And many people loved his music, including a gentleman that followed in his footsteps to become another of the great non-Latin Latin jazz players of the modern era. He is Dave Samuels, and here from his album Jaderized, a Cal Jader tribute, here's his version of the classic Soul Sauce to begin this set of music here on VOA's Jazz America.
over no more. Spending my cash, feeding me lies. You've been talking such trash. Don't you know I'm bound to get wise? You ain't my sweet lover no more. You never have me walking the floor no more. No more. Stay away from my door. Now you ain't my sweet lover no more. Talking such trash. Don't you know I'm bound to get wise? You ain't my sweet lover no more. You never have me walking the floor no more. No more. Stay away from my door. Now you ain't my sweet lover no more. My sweet lover no more. You ain't my sweet lover no more.
I always love being given the chance to expose new talents to you here on VOA's Jazz America. And there's one, vocalist Maureen Budway from her album Sweet Candor with her version of the classic Sweet Lover No More, featuring Sean Jones, a great solo artist in his own right, on the trumpet. This is Russ Davis, and on this edition of Jazz America, we've been celebrating the birthdays of three of the greats of the jazz fusion era. We've heard from Al Di Meola, as well as Joe Zawinul and Stanley Clarke. Joe Zawinul joins us once again, and in the conversations I had with him before his passing recently, he explained to me how traveling the world inspired his foray into what has now become known as world jazz, incorporating the influences of music from all over the world to create a new form of jazz. He did wonderful work as a solo artist as well as with Weather Report, and we'll hear the Weather Report classic that has a world jazz flavor to it, Cucumber Slumber, from the album Mysterious Traveler, after we talk to Joe here on VOA's Jazz America.
This is the thing that comes out to me when I think of your solo works, a very strong association with Africa. And correct me, please, if I say something that's off. That African rhythm has always been there, even from the Weather Report years, but maybe stronger now than ever before. And the themes of the songs are getting at something that's deep-rooted in your head, in that we are all one family in this world, and if we don't acknowledge that fact, we could possibly be headed for disaster. Am I wrong? And can
you
add on
right. to You're totally right, and there's nothing to say about it, because you said it all. That's the whole thing.
The whole world blending together and really being one, even though you acknowledge the differences in each culture, and it's good to enjoy those differences, still there must be some blending together. Just some thoughts on that, if you will.
My feeling is a farmer is a farmer, regardless where he's from, as a postman is a postman, or an engineer. It is the world. We are all not all that different. As a matter of fact, we are very alike, and that's maybe the problems we often have. Because when I was a kid, I was a farm boy, and my father bought me a book about Africa. And when I looked at all these African people and the way they kept their fields and plowed their fields, it was exactly like we did. And it was actually no difference.
Mm-hmm.
And when I realized that what these people, what kind of music these people play, all the stereotype stuff you hear about people, if you're in films, you know how people often have been exploited.
Mm-hmm.
To the point, but when you are in a foreign country and you don't know anything about it, you make yourself somewhat of a picture of people, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And unless you find out for yourself, you might be stuck a little bit, you know?
Thank you.
To the Heath Brothers from the album Endurance on Jazz America from VOA 1. Jimmy and Albert Tootie Heath on saxophone and drums, respectively, from the album Endurance, Dust in the City. They'll be playing this year's edition of the Newport Jazz Festival in Rhode Island, Friday through Sunday, the 29th through the 31st of July. And I wanted to play that music for you because it's great music, and also to give you the word that on the next edition of Jazz America, I'll be giving you a preview of the upcoming Newport Jazz Festival, the grandfather of them all. We'll give you music from some of the participating artists and talk to four of them that'll be there: Charles Lloyd, Stephon Harris, Monty Alexander, and the newly named director of the festival, Christian McBride. Newport on the next Jazz America.